All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Board of Commissioners meeting for February 6th, 2019. Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, welcome. Our first order of business today will be the minutes of the January 30th, 2019 board meeting and work session.
Mr. Chair, I'd move approval of the minutes from the January 30th, 2019 board meeting and the minutes from the January 30th, 2019 work session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the January 30th, 2019 board meeting and the January 30th work session. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign, motion carries. Now's the time on our agenda for visitors' comments. Anyone who'd like to address the board can come forward. Please give us your name and address for the record. No mass run to the front. With that, we'll move into our consent agenda. We will be pulling items B, E, and G as it pertains to the financing for a new backhoe. The remainders are A, ratify the select to pay for 2419 agreements, contracts, and amendments as follows. C, number C6-2019, a public procurement contract with Pape Machinery for the purchase of a backhoe. D, C12-2019, purchase and sale agreement with Chem Image for a mail scanner. F, C14-2019, state-funded local project program agreement number 32759 with the Oregon Department of Transportation for Columbia County roadway departure treatment. H is C102-2018. This is an intergovernmental agreement between Columbia River Fire and Rescue and Columbia County Public Health. I will also be pulled, or I'm sorry, I had a question on I, and I'll talk to council about that when we get to discussion. C106-2018, grant agreement number 18-212 with the Oregon Military Department Office and Emergency Management for deployable communications packages and authorize the chair to sign. J is C107-2018, grant agreement number 18-213 with the Oregon Military Department Office of Emergency Management for Ares Communications Projects and authorize chair to sign. Discussion. Madam Counsel, what I wanted to mention on those two, I and J, is reading through those contracts, they both list Jennifer Cuellar as the fiscal contact on that, and that should be clarified before those are to be signed.
And do that by a letter.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure and clarify that. Other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by aye.
Probably should have a motion
oh,
first,
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman.
Shall we do that?
Yeah, yeah. You were so anxious to discuss. Thank
Absolutely.
You. I move that we approve the consent agenda items A, agreements, contracts, and amendments, items C, D, F, H, I, and J.
Second.
All right. Got me back on track now. It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda agreements, contracts, and amendments as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none.
Yeah. No.
All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have other discussion items to come on this agenda? Boy.
Gosh, what a
hearing
short
none.
Morning.
Let's go to Commissioner Magruder for comments.
And I don't have too many comments other than it's cold outside.
Did you want to talk about this here today or this afternoon at the work
session?
Oh,
or, I guess it doesn't
matter.
I mean,
it doesn't make any difference to me either, but I
think
okay.
at the work
session.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. That was regarding the scenic waterway on the Nehalem. The legislature is in session. We will all be traveling to Salem for legislative days on next Tuesday, I believe. So if folks have any messages they'd like us to carry, please give us a holler and let us know. Last week we had the Natural Resources and Conservation Service, USDA, local work group meeting to talk about resource issues in Columbia County. I was able to attend for part of it. There was a great group there. I was really pleased to see so many landowners come out to discuss the resource issues that we have in our county. So I'm looking forward to getting the report that Don Melhoff, our NRCS person in Columbia County, puts out. Valentine's for Vets on Saturday, 5 o'clock at Buccini Hall. This Saturday, I believe that's yep. This Saturday. The days are going by so quickly, I don't seem to be able to keep up. And that's all. Stay warm, stay safe, drive carefully. Despite the fact that from Klatskanai to St. Helens, all was well. I know that on some of the side roads there are some issues, and snow is in the forecast.
Are we going to go
sledding if we get enough snow?
We will go sledding if we get enough snow, yes.
I've been waiting all season for that.
Yeah.
Well, Commissioner Magruder and I seem to be on the same page because the two things I was going to talk about are the two things she talked about. So with that, I guess I'll just do my usual sign-off. Remember to smile at somebody new today. Befriend somebody you haven't befriended before because you don't know what they're going through, and you might be the one person that makes their day all that much better. So with that, smile away and have a great day.
Thank you, Commissioner Tardif. On the Valentine's for Vets thing, even though I'm going to be in Bend for a conference this weekend, it isn't too late for folks to donate. So if you'd like to donate products or for the auction or even cash, Alta Lynch would be happy to take those donations from you. And if you need contact information, feel free to contact the board's office. We'd be happy to make that connection for you. I spent half of the day on Friday riding along with Derek Frazier, our code enforcement officer, and that was a lot of fun, but it certainly did remind me of all of those things, those impacts that happen out in our neighborhoods that affect neighbors and affect each other and then affect our streams and pollution and things of that nature. Spent some time with Vernonia Police at a situation where it's a hoarding situation, and the landowner is not the occupant, and so then we ended up meeting up with the landowner to explain to them how they are responsible for what maybe a renter or occupant is doing to their own property. And it really shows how the homeless crisis as it pertains to today and how that pushes back to the beginning of the recession 12 years ago now, and all of this stuff trickles down and the impacts are even being felt. And then our code enforcement officer and law enforcement from a multitude of agencies have to come in and try to sort all of this stuff out, and in many cases have a occupant who becomes a flight that just takes off and leaves all the junk, and maybe they've been dumping sewage in a stream or something like that. And so it's one of those kind of positions that oftentimes goes unnoticed, one of those things that the county has to provide that oftentimes people don't realize that they're out there doing this work. And they can write citations and ask people to clean things up and take care of it. But it was enlightening to go out there and then to see the partnership with the law enforcement agencies and our code enforcement officer working very well together. So it was. I need to talk to you more about that, Karen, but it was an enlightening day. Yesterday I attended the Public Transportation Advisory Committee meeting in Salem, and talking about a number of fixes that need to happen with the transit funding in House Bill 2017. Among other things, there's a lot of discussion happening at every level of transportation as it pertains to the new cap and trade legislation that Peter Courtney is determined to get through in some form or fashion this time around, and then how those allocations will be paid out, because the original plan as it is now has all those funds distributed through a grant process instead of the standard 50-30-20 split out between state, county, and city agencies. So a lot of discussion. I think we're going to have to all weigh in on that, because those grant programs, as we see in many other things, whether it's transit or otherwise, add a lot of staff impacts that a program that's already working well should be able to deal with. Tomorrow we'll be traveling to Warrenton for the NOAA meeting, and then coming right back through and going to Bend for the Special Districts Association conference down there, and spend the weekend there with all of our special district partners representing Columbia 911. So with that, if there is nothing else to come before the board, we'll go ahead and adjourn.